Researchers and elected officials are demanding answers from the state amid reports that it fired a scientist who was managing Florida's COVID-19 dashboard for refusing to manipulate data. Health News Florida's Stephanie Colombini talked with a University of South Florida researcher who depends on that state dashboard for her own regional data hub.
Lori Collins with USF Libraries is one of many researchers who worked with ousted scientist Rebecca Jones when she managed the state's COVID-19 dashboard for the Florida Department of Health. Collins helps manage a coronavirus information hub for USF that's geared to serve the Tampa Bay area.
Well, one of the most key and important factors in that platform is the data that we get from the FDOH. And early on, Rebecca, I don't know what all the problems are. I'm not saying that I know any of that. What I know is from my experience. From my experience, she was extremely professional. She was transparent. She was committed to working on this project.
Collins says Jones was always good about communicating with researchers who had questions about evolving data or technical issues with obtaining it. That's why she was confused when Jones sent an email in early May saying she'd be taking a long vacation and that her team would no longer be managing the dashboard. Within days, Collins says the state dashboard crashed and researchers began experiencing a number of problems trying to pull data.
All of us were like emailing everybody we knew, what's going on, you know? Because we've got major research projects that are also relying on this data as well. It's not just our hub at USF. It's other researchers that are using our daily data in particular that we're pulling in.
Collins says she eventually heard back from the state that the Florida Department of Emergency Management had taken over the dashboard and they were working on the glitches, but it still wasn't clear what happened with Jones. Fast forward to May 15th, when Jones sends researchers another email cautioning that the new data team is making a lot of changes and may not be as accessible or transparent as she was, writing, quote, "After all, my commitment to both is largely, arguably entirely, the reason I'm no longer managing it." Those words alarmed Collins.
When I got that email, the first thing our team did was say, get in there and any database, even like parts of the data and stuff that we weren't necessarily monitoring, like grab it, grab everything, just get it as fast as you can, kind of, because you don't know. That was a very strange email.
This week, Jones told a CBS station in West Palm Beach she was fired from the health department after she refused to, quote, manually change data to drum up support for the plan to reopen. And the Tampa Bay Times obtained state emails from the beginning of the month that seemed to show department workers asking Jones to do things with data she didn't agree with. All of this news further concerns Collins, who says transparent data is essential, both in terms of combating the pandemic now and planning for the future. What scientists learn about this pandemic today can help them prevent another one from happening.
These kinds of things have real impact on policy and on decisions and on how people feel about things. You know, is it okay to go out? Is it okay to reopen?
At a press conference Tuesday evening, Governor Ron DeSantis called the situation a non-issue when a reporter asked about it.
I don't know who she is, but they gave me an email that she sent to her supervisor, said that, I may have said something that was misrepresented.
DeSantis continued to say the state's dashboard has received national praise and eventually left the stage as reporters tried to ask follow-up questions. His spokeswoman later shared Jones's email with the Times, along with a statement that said Jones exhibited a repeated course of insubordination during her time with the department. The state says it will continue to provide accurate information on the dashboard. Lori Collins hopes so and says her team at USF will continue to share health department data on its hub. Some Democratic lawmakers are calling for an investigation into Jones's removal. For Health News Florida, I'm Stephanie Colombini.